evening, guys. I'm Greg Wolf, pastor of Cliff Terrace Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And we're so glad that you decided to join us today. I just want to remind you before we get started, if you have not, please be sure to subscribe to us. And you can also click that bell, and that will give you any updates, any alerts of when a new video is available. And that just by clicking that bell. Also, I have a couple of announcements that I'd like to make tonight before we get started in our Bible study. The first one is, if you would like, we would love to have you join us this Sunday, either in person or here live on YouTube. We'll be continuing our series called When Necessary. Service begins at 10:30 a.m. We'd love to have you be a part of our service. Also, mark your calendars for a great event that's coming up on August 29th. We're hosting our first family fishing derby. It's going to start at 9 a.m. We're going to have prizes for the winners of each category. And this event, it's fully stocked and endorsed by the Arkansas Game and Fish. You don't want to miss it. Make plans to join us. This event is completely free. All the details are on our Facebook events page. And there are three ways that you can participate with this event. Number one, you can give. We need financial help to make this a great event. Number two, invite someone to come, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, whoever. Just invite them to come. And then number three, volunteer to help. With all of us working together, we can make this a great event. Also, we're going to have 50 swag bags to the first 50 people to sign up. So we can't wait. That's 1 week from this Saturday. But today, we're in Daniel chapter 4, and here's something I want you to think about tonight. God is sovereign over our pain. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, we're looking at Daniel chapter 4. I'm going to be reading several passages of Scripture throughout the chapter 4 of Daniel. But this chapter, it takes us through an entire saga. I mean, this would have made a great movie. Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel's interpretation, and then the fulfillment of this dream. And why the specifics can be important, this chapter is giving us an example of how God deals with prideful rulers and what the general arc of history will ultimately be when it comes to kingdoms and kings. So as we begin reading chapter 4, we see that it's a letter from Nebuchadnezzar, and he's telling his story. His story is about a dream that he has. Now, none of his magicians, none of his sorcerers could interpret the dream. So what did Nebuchadnezzar do? But he called Daniel in to interpret the dream for him. Daniel had interpreted a dream before, and now he's called him in. He knew that Daniel could do this. Daniel chapter 4, verses 10 through 17, is the dream that he had. Let's read it together. "These are the visions I saw while lying in bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it, the wild animals found shelter, and the birds lived in its branches. From it, every creature was fed. In the visions I saw while lying in bed, I looked, and there before me was a holy one, a messenger, coming down from heaven. He called in a loud voice, 'Cut down the tree and trim off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches. But let the stump and its roots, bound with iron and bronze, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal, till seven times pass by for him. The decision is announced by messengers. The holy ones declare the verdict, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over all nations on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes, and sets over them the lowliest of people.'" You know, it's amazing. Daniel then goes on to interpret this dream. Now, you would think this dream is kind of far-fetched. It's kind of out there. But Daniel interprets the dream from Nebuchadnezzar. And the interpretation, it's found in verses 24 through 27 of chapter 4. He says, "This is the interpretation, Your Majesty. And this is the decree the Most High has issued against my lord, the king. You will be driven away from the from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox and be drenched with the dew of heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes. The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Therefore, your majesty, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue. That was the interpretation. And the great thing, or the amazing thing, was that dream came true. Everything that was in the dream happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. It was 12 months later as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. In verse 30, he says, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Boy, he was just, he was toting himself. He was just making himself feel great. And it was as he was speaking these words that a voice came from heaven and said, "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes." It's pretty rough. Immediately, what had been said was fulfilled. It didn't take long. God knew that he had to do something to Nebuchadnezzar to bring him to his knees. And at the end of this chapter, we see the change that took place in King Nebuchadnezzar's life. Let's look at Nebuchadnezzar's own words beginning in verse 34. It says, "At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?' At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven because everything he does is right and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." You know, this book teaches us a lot about who God is, but it also teaches us a lot about how to faithfully live as believers in whatever kind of nation or culture that we find ourselves in. One crucial truth that we learn about Daniel in this passage is that he is both faithful to call out sin and injustice, and yet he still has a heart for the ruler who propagates it. You know, this verse reveals the heart of Daniel as well as any in the entire book of Daniel. He knew the meaning of this dream and how well Nebuchadnezzar deserved what was to come upon him. Nevertheless, Daniel's heart was concerned for the king, and he grieved over what he had to tell him. And this was the distinctive feature of the true prophets of God. Though they often had to predict judgments, they were nevertheless grieved when any of God's creatures were chastised. Yes, Daniel may have had issues with Nebuchadnezzar in the past, but yet he grieved, for he knew what was coming. Nebuchadnezzar had to learn the hard way. He felt the pain of what he went through. You know, there are times that God has to use extreme measures to get our attention. And that's what it took for God to get Nebuchadnezzar's attention. He had to go through pain. Now, I would say that most of us, if not all of us, we don't like pain. We don't want pain. We don't want it in our lives. But world-famous surgeon Paul Brand will tell you that pain is an important and valuable tool our bodies have to tell us what is wrong. After moving to India, Dr. Brand learned that pain can be borne with dignity and calm acceptance. It was there he began treating leprosy patients, pariahs, whose tragedy stems from the absence of physical pain. The horrible disfigurement associated with the disease, we now know, has to do with the numbing of the sensation of pain. People with leprosy lack an internal system to warn them of danger, and they often wear their fingers, hands, and their feet down to stumps. You know, much in the same way, our pain often drives us to a source of healing and helps us avoid the cause of our pain. Nebuchadnezzar's story sounds very much like many of the conversion stories that read about, maybe even your conversion story. The dire consequences of his sin, being driven away from his people, losing his sanity and losing his power and comforts, ultimately drove him to acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes. Let me close with this thought. Instead of examining why God would allow our suffering, we can trust that he is faithful to draw us to himself. You know, that's something I believe that he did with Nebuchadnezzar. I believe that he got him to a point that he drew Nebuchadnezzar back to himself. Remember, God is sovereign over our pain. There are some times that we have to go through things in order to know that God is sovereign. He will bring us through everything that we face or that we go through. Let's pray. God, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. God, I just pray that you would go with each and every one of us that are here. God, help us to continue to grow in you, God, as we continue to dig into your word. God, help us to understand and know what you have for us, God, and that even in our pain, there are times of growing, and that you are far greater and far more superior over our pain than what we can even fully understand, God, because you are a sovereign God, and we love you and we thank you. And God, sometimes you use our pain to get us back on the right track. God, sometimes people that have fallen away, God, you allow us to go into circumstances, God, so that we can find our way back to you and know that you are giving us guidance and direction to do what you've called us to do, who you want us to be. And God, I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to remind you, if you have not subscribed, please be sure to subscribe to our YouTube page, to our YouTube channel. And then also, be sure to click that bell so that you get alerts of upcoming videos. Be sure to join us this weekend. We look forward to seeing you Sunday. Our services are at 10:30 a.m., and we can't wait to meet you if we've not met you. Come and join us. We'd love to have you. Y'all have a wonderful night, and have a great rest of the week.